This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. India set a new one-day record for its number of new coronavirus cases, while the United States continued to add a surge in infections. And Mexico surpassed Italy in the number of COVID-19 deaths. Indian health officials said Monday there were 28,701 new confirmed cases in the past 24 hours. The country trails only the United States and Brazil in total cases since the outbreak began late last year. And authorities in several states are putting back in place lockdown restrictions to try and slow the spread of the virus. Mexico's health ministry announced over the weekend that the country's death toll had risen to 35,006. It's the fourth highest in the world, and it reminded people to practice social distancing, wear a mask, and wash their hands. The United States had more than 60,000 new confirmed cases again Sunday, with surges in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and Arizona. Florida reported a 24-hour increase of 15,299 new cases, shattering the previous one-day high for a U.S. state by more than 3,500. Meantime, the top U.S. health official is urging everyone to wear a mask when out in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19, but he stopped short of saying there needs to be a nationwide mandate. A day after President Donald Trump was seen for the first time wearing a face covering in public, U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams told CBS News that people need to be educated on why it's important to cover their faces instead of being beat over the head with the Big Brother approach. I'm paraphrasing. Trump has wavered on the topic of wearing face masks. He was pictured wearing one Saturday during a visit to the Walter Reed National Military Medical Hospital, saying, quote, "When you're in a hospital, especially, I think it's great to wear a mask." This is VOA News. European markets picked up where Asia left off on Monday, with its benchmark indexes making big gains thanks to investors' continued optimism over a post-pandemic recovery. Britain's FTSE index was up 1% in midday trading. Gains were seen in France and Germany, too. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index closed 2.2% higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng ended the day 0.1% higher, while the Shanghai Composite was up 1.7%. All three major U.S. indexes are trending upward in futures trading, indicating strong earnings on Wall Street at the opening bell. In Hong Kong, nearly 600,000 people cast their votes in an unofficial primary over the weekend, this to determine which pro-democracy leaders will run for office in September. The vote is seen as a protest against controversial new security laws imposed by Beijing. It was organized by the opposition party to determine who would run in September elections for Hong Kong's Legislative Council. Those who voted did so despite warnings that the poll may violate the harsh new security law enforced by Beijing. The law allows security agents from mainland China to operate officially in Hong Kong for the first time. It also outlaws what Beijing describes as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Beijing enacted the law on June 30th in response to Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement. It sparked widespread concern that the freedoms Hong Kongers enjoy as a semi-autonomous territory will be wiped out. Britain returned the former British colony to China in 1997 under a deal known as One Country, Two Systems that was supposed to last for 50 years. Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol, this according to the country's justice minister. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly four decades of hardline Islamic policies, which limited the freedoms of women. Along with banning female genital mutilation, Sudan's sovereign council last week reversed a law which formerly required women to have a permit from a male family member to travel with their children. While women's rights advocates celebrated the long-awaited decision, they warned that the practice of female genital mutilation remains culturally entrenched in Sudan. A 2014 survey backed by the United Nations found that 87% of Sudanese women and girls between the ages of 15 and 49 had been subjected to the procedure. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. For VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. ¶¶